Exclusive, Rep. Tenney, booting homeless vets to accommodate undocumented migrants, a new, shameful low for our nation. By Joshua Klein on May 15, 2023. Refusing housing to homeless veterans while clearing space to accommodate undocumented migrants is a new and shameful low for our nation, according to Republican Representative Claudia Tenney of New York, who urged President Joe Biden to reevaluate his priorities. Update May 19, 2023. A report from the Mid-Hudson News indicates the story of veterans being displaced from hotels in favor of migrants is a hoax. Breitbart News is investigating and will report further updates as we learn more. Original story continues. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Monday, Tenney addressed the recent treatment of homeless veterans who have been displaced to alleviate New York City's migrant crisis. While accusing the Biden administration and New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, of continuing to prioritize illegal immigrants over hardworking taxpayers, Tenney called the refusal of housing to homeless veterans while making room for undocumented migrants a new and shameful low for our nation. Tenney called for more support for the country's brave veterans. America's veterans have bravely served our country, and ensuring they have access to housing must be a priority, which is why I have led bipartisan legislation in Congress to expand access to housing services for homeless veterans, she said. The New York Congresswoman also called on President Biden and Governor Hochul to seriously reevaluate their priorities and remember who they were elected to serve, taxpaying American citizens. She concluded by deeming the treatment of our nation's heroes in such a manner absolutely unacceptable, as she vowed to continue to do everything I can to right this egregious wrong. Last week, upstate New York hotels began kicking homeless veterans from their properties to make room for migrants being bused to the region from New York City. The homeless veterans, many Vietnam era, were receiving temporary shelter in the hotels through the efforts of a nonprofit agency. Orange County has become the target of a migrant busing campaign by New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, who is moving migrants out of his sanctuary city to the area to relieve migrant overcrowding in his city. According to one report, Adams is currently considering turning the iconic Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan, which closed in 2020 as a result of economic lockdowns, into a migrant shelter. The cost to New Yorkers, some of the most tax-burdened Americans, would be $225 million over the course of 3 years. In total, New Yorkers are expected to spend $4 billion by next year, with much of that cost being spent on border crossers and illegal aliens. Tenney's comments come as the Biden administration continues to face criticism over its open border policies, with a surge of migrant crossings only expected to increase following the termination of the Title 42 Migrant Removal Protocol. Without the policy in effect, Biden officials have admitted that up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of the population of Atlanta, Georgia, could arrive at the border every month. Meanwhile, the U.S. continues facing record high levels of illegal immigration, with over 844,000 migrants either apprehended after crossing the southwest border or classified as gotaways during the first quarter of fiscal year 2023. Within just 2 years under the Biden administration, Border Patrol agents have apprehended a record-setting 4.2 million migrants. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.